TheRadioAntenna.com.
It's 14 past five with Freddie and Lisa for your drive home. London Grammar first up, Strong and Ganga Jang, Sounds of Then, songs, Sounds of Australia, of course, and a man who's writing a lot of great songs about Australia coming up in a moment.
Meanwhile, the Songs of Scotland are practicing in the lift, and we will be playing The Piper's Right later this hour.
Joining us now, a man who's been on the Australian music scene for a long, long time, and I don't think there's too many that can, you know, boast what happened with Russell Morris is that, you know, you had hits way back in the late 60s, early 70s, and then you had an album that came out last year, The Shark Mouth, sold 80,000 copies, and that's a lot of copies of albums in Australia. Mm. Russell Morris, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Fred, and
that,
Lisa.
You must feel pretty chuffed about that.
Oh, yeah, well, mainly because the best surprises are the ones that are completely unexpected.
True.
As you know, we spoke earlier when the album came out. I didn't have any great expectations for it. I really liked it, but I just didn't think it would do the business that it did. It was quite surprising, and it's a lovely feeling, yeah. It's like being pregnant at 65.
Just to recap, Shark Mouth, if you're not one of those people that bought a copy, it tells the story of characters in Australia, characters.
And that was mainly Melbourne, too,
and
wasn't
mainly
it?
Melbourne, and it came out about a similar time to the Underbelly story that told some of the stories about Squizzy and those people, and it was similar.
Yeah.
And now the new album picks up where that left off, telling tales, Van Diemen's Land.
Yes, but it's not as a criminal-based as because there were quite a few criminals on the first one. And
they've always got good stories.
They have. They've got the best stories. And they've always got such happy endings.
For somebody.
I'm a big history buff. I love history.
Oh, okay, right.
Not only Australian history, I love world history and read lots of Italian history and all that sort of stuff.
Right.
So it's sort of labour of love for me. So I knew of some other stories that I'd wanted to write about on the first album, which weren't gangster-based. They were about other things. There's one about Perth, but that's coming out as a bonus later on. About a character who lived in Fremantle and a very colourful character.
Right.
Been a few of those.
Yes, certainly has. Bon Scott was one.
Yeah.
This is sort of crosses right across with Breaker Moran, the first prison ships that went down to Van Diemen's Land.
Eureka Stockade.
The Eureka Stockade. And one thing that so many people in Australia have no idea about is blackbirding.
Blackbirding?
Are you guys familiar with that?
No.
Blackbirding.
No one.
No.
It's unbelievable, isn't it?
Do tell.
In the late 1800s and the early 1900s, the sugarcane growers up in Queensland couldn't get the sugar cut because no one would cut it. It was too hot. So they sent ships. Errol Flynn was reputed to be one of the people who was a blackbirder, up to New Guinea, to Samoa, and to all those islands up there, Fiji, and kidnapped islanders and dragged them back as slaves.
So what the Americans did in Africa, the same sort of thing?
We did the same thing. And there's a museum in...
And that was the cotton for them, wasn't it?
Yeah, cotton. So in Townsville, there's a museum dedicated to it. So I thought I had to include that. And like people go, why would you include something unpleasant like that?
Part of history.
It's life. Yes.
That's us. That's what made us what we are.
So what song is that one?
That's the sweetest thing.
Oh, right.
Wow.
Brilliant.
So you are joined on this album by a great lot of special guests like Joe Camilleri, Rick Springfield, Rob Hurst from Midnight Oil, Scott Owen. Now, I don't know if I'm getting my Rick Springfields mixed up, but if I was playing Spot the Odd One Out, is that... That Rick Springfield?
That's
Jesse's
that Rick
girl, Rick Springfield?
Yeah, Jesse's girl, yeah.
And he's on a really interesting story, song. It's called Burning Rodney, and it was the 1894 Shearers' Strike.
That's
which is maybe where we even perhaps heard the first yells of scab, you know, it's scab labour and that sort of thing.
And I reckon that's where the Labour Party started to be formed, that Labour movement, and it carried on and carried on and carried on, and people were harping on about it for a long time.
All right, now, Russell, we'll stick around with us. We're going to hear a track from the album recorded live here in the studios of Mix at 94.5. This is Russell Morris and the title cut from his new album that's coming out tomorrow, Van Diemen's Land. Recorded live in our studios, Russell Morris, Van Diemen's Land, an acoustic version of the title cut from his new album that gets released tomorrow, great Australian songs. And what's really different about these songs, we're talking to Russell, is that, you know, it's not in the same style you would have heard from Banjo Paterson or Henry Lawson. he's using his rhythm and blues to do these, which is great. It's great that you did it this way, Russell.
Yeah, well, I wanted to do it in a different medium that may attract a different type of audience.
Well,
because
yeah.
I love country music, but my country tastes run to, like, the real bluegrass sort of stuff
yeah.
and the real rootsy sort of stuff. But they've done it in Australia, all that stuff. And I thought, this is a new way of telling stories, which will get a new audience engaging in Australian history.
Well, I think it's a little bit, if you don't mind the analogy, a bit like what Baz Luhrmann did with Shakespeare and introduced it to, you know, a whole new audience in a way that they could understand it more.
Is that the Strictly Ballroom thing?
That was Romeo and Juliet.
Romeo and Juliet.
Fantastic.
It was very good.
As much as I am as a, you know, Australian as the next person, I don't necessarily relate to Banjo Patterson's storytelling.
But
I do. I take in.
I mean, you do as an old-fashioned thing. But to actually really enjoy it
and really get it.
To put it on as music all the time. I mean, I've listened to Sharkmouth so many times, and I've already had a listen to, you know, Van Diemen's Land a couple of times and loving it. From the opening track it got me, it sounded great.
Oh, that's great. That's about Mitch Cairns, who produced it, his grandfather.
Mm. Right.
Yeah.
Every single story tells a tale from history. It's just
There's one on there which is... Well, that's a personal one.
Yeah, is it?
That's my father.
Oh, really?
Yeah, my father was one of five escapees from escape from Sandakan.
Get
was on the
here, really?
On the run for 6 months in the jungle.
Wow.
Yeah, and they met up with the underground, a guy called Tek Singh, and they said, if you give us a boat and supplies, we'll give you $10,000. And he said, well, you've got no money. He said, we'll sign a promissory note. They signed a promissory note, and they signed it Shirley Temple, Robert Menzies, Winston Churchill, and Mae West.
Mae West.
Yeah.
Great. And come up and see me sometime.
After the war, the Australian War Graves Commission paid Tek Singh the money.
Really?
Yeah, they paid up.
Fantastic.
Which is a really lovely story.
Yeah.
And the first mention of that was in a Western Australian newspaper.
Wow.
Really?
That was the first story that it was mentioned
in.
Yeah.
Now, you started at the age of 18 back in 66. Did you think that you'd still be putting out a successful album at this time in your life?
Oh, of course I did.
Good answer.
My parents said to me, why are you leaving school? Because I was doing a diploma of economics and law and accountancy. And I said, I'm leaving because I want to give this a bit of a try. It'll be fun. I will do it till I'm about 25 because then I'll be too old for the music business. And I'll go back.
I used to think that about radio.
Yeah.
Yes,
and I'll complete my final year.
Then I'll go back.
But that's how we did start, didn't we, Fred?
That's
you
true.
Think,
yeah.
it's, oh, this will be a bit of a lark for a couple
of
years.
Do it for a while. Yeah.
You
yeah.
don't think it's a career.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, my mum always used to say, when you're going to get the proper job for it, you know? And I'm telling you, Well, it's great to talk to you. Thank you for coming in. It's been a pleasure. But you're playing with Boz Scaggs at the Palais Theatre in Melbourne on the 16th of April.
Looking forward to that.
Yes. Do you know, I went to a free Beach Boys concert in Central Park in New York. They said, and warming up the show, we want to introduce somebody who's just left the Steve Miller Band and he's going solo. And here he is, ladies and gentlemen, Boz Scaggs. And I thought, I didn't even really know his name, even though I was a big fan of the Steve Miller Band and heard him for the first time then. And then next, Carly Simon came out for the first time. And the Beach Boys were awful.
The Beach Boys.
After that.
Isn't it funny? They can be awful or good.
That's right. Yeah.
I remember I went to a concert at the Anaheim Baseball Stadium. Beach Boys were supporting. The Beach Boys went on this night and they were really good this night.
Yeah.
It was like they played 21 numbers. Yeah, well, I wanted to do it in.
Oh, we've lost Russell. But Russell Morris, of course, in town, and he will be playing at midday at the West Coast Blues and Roots Festival on Sunday. He's on from midday along with the Dave Matthews Band, Michael Franti and Spearhead, John Mayer, people I've mentioned, Erykah Badu, Boy and Bear, Elvis Costello, the Doobie Brothers. It's a great lineup.
Hell of a lineup.
And Van Diemen's Land, the new Russell Morris album, comes out tomorrow. It's released tomorrow. And a great follow-up to his album, Sharkmouth. It was so successful. It's 24 past five.
Coming up next, Mix 94.5 news and traffic for the drive home.
Hello, my name's Ryan and this is my fiancée Rachel.
And we just won Claire's Shannon Kimber's 30K wedding day.
Mix 94.5's Claire's Shannon Kimber here. Ryan and Rachel from Double View are going to have a $30,000 wedding day on us and our mates at letsgethitched.com.au.
We'll organise everything from the wedding dress to a fancy cake and we are going to make it the best day ever. And then
send them off on an amazing $5,000 honeymoon.
Keep listening as we make the arrangements right across this week and then catch the big 30K wedding
live on air with us Friday morning.
Claire, Shane and Kimber's 30K wedding day for letsgethitched.com.au. Everything handpicked for your wedding in the one place, including the prices.
Tonight in 7 News, see how a car breakdown ended in a freeway tragedy, all in front of police. Fears a 3-year-old girl has been abducted from her home, and a sick child sparks an urgent Easter egg recall. Then on Today Tonight,
inside the Blade Runner's murder trial, more riveting than reality TV. The common painkillers that could increase your risk of stroke. Plus the invention to stop snoring and help you live longer.
Nobody knows news like 7.
TheRadioAntenna.com